I'll start where Laura just finished on space-based missile defense. From my perspective, and it relates basically to the point of our whole discussion right now, the biggest concern is not the space-based strike assets per se, but the space-based layer state-enabled so-called left-of-launch missile defense concept, which is basically the old, not good, but bad counterforce posturing. So basically, the capability to take out at least some of the adversary launchers before the missiles are launched. From my perspective, and it is shared by, I believe, by a lot of experts, at least in Russia, the whole idea of this left-of-launch missile defense comes up from time to time because of the understanding of the limits of, well, right-of-launch missile defense, of the limits of the capability to actually intercept missiles and warheads. So why don't try to take those out before those are even launched? It is a huge challenge. It is very prone to escalation because everyone is afraid that their strike assets will be taken out in advance and they will be deprived of capability to retaliate, as I mentioned in my original remarks. So this is where missile defense comes into place. On soft law and hard law, I would like to emphasize once again that it seems that at the moment we are in such a sad situation with what comes to legally based arms control agreements, that any step within the soft law framework, any single step would be a major, which might lead to a major push towards better arms control, better risk reduction mechanisms. Because, well, we have basically almost a wasteland in this domain, in space, in other areas. So any single soft norm that would be embraced by the international community, or at least by some of the major stakeholders, might become a very fruitful achievement that might lead to progress. But at the same time, we must not forget that legally binding mechanisms are always better, and we must have those as our, well, guiding star. Sorry for being so poetic. And my final point would be with regard to whether it is possible to agree that a space war cannot be won and should never be fought. Unfortunately, it seems at the moment at least some countries believe that they are, in case space war breaks out, they will be capable to win it, at least within some parts of outer space. And these like countries like the word superiority so much that we're probably quite far from preventing the further militarization of space so far. At the same time, such attitude once again leads or makes forces other countries who do not agree to the superiority of one selected country to invest in countermeasures, to invest in their own capabilities, and we're back to the discussion about arms race that we've already had today. So the situation is not, of course, not very positive, not calm. The trends are rather negative, but I would like once again to emphasize that actual space-to-Earth strike capabilities are still quite far from today, if they are viable at all. So we need to discuss not the problem of explicit strike capabilities, strike packages from space to Earth, but the support layers that are based in space. As I've said, ISR, targeting, communications, navigation, all these are equally important, and we will not deprive each other from those, but at least being responsible at how those are employed and countermeasures against those are employed. This is something that we can discuss. That also, thank you.